Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME, September 17. The name is Dunia, D-U-N-I-A, Bolanos, B-O-L-A-N-O-S. The examinee had assistance in completing the intake questionnaire from Brunilda Santiago. But according to the information obtained from the examinee in this fashion, Ms. Bolanos was injured at work on 6/26/21 when she fell. But as a result, she believes she injured her back and went to Helene Fuld emergency room afterwards. Prior to further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of a cracked vertebrae, but this was repaired with cement in her back on 12/16/21. Prior to completed a course of active treatment on 4/29/22. The paragraph per the record supplied, Ms. Bolanos was attended to by EMS personnel on 6/26/21. She related falling from a standing position inside the club/restaurant and was now having right-sided lower back pain. Period. She had not struck her head or experienced loss of consciousness. Period. She was taken to Capitol Health Emergency Room, whereupon she underwent several diagnostic studies to be inserted here. Period. She, in fact, was admitted to the hospital for further attention. Period, and put this in bold. Please recognize that there may have been several tests on the same date, so we'll need to include the times they were done. Period. New paragraph on 7/26/21. She was seen by Dr. Josepher, J-O-S-E-F-F-E-R. Complaining of pain in the mid-back with radiation to the right leg. Period, he noted she was injured on 6/26/21 and had a consultation done when she was diagnosed with an L1 fracture. Period, the symptoms were better now than when being seen in the hospital. Period. He noted X-rays and images demonstrated a mild L1 compression fracture. Period, this was a wedge compression fracture. Period, he continued her on conservative care. Period, serial radiographic studies were performed. Period. New paragraph, ultimately on 12/13/21, Dr. Josepher performed an L1 kyphoplasty for the postoperative diagnosis of L1 compression fracture. Period, Ms. Bolanos had postoperative x-rays done as well to be inserted here. Period, new paragraph on 4/19/22. She participated in a functional capacity evaluation. Period, this deemed she was capable of working in the sedentary physical demand category. Period, she followed up with Dr. Josepher through 4/29/22, period. He deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement with respect to the fracture, period. She was going to follow up on an as-needed basis, period. And underlying this, when she was admitted to the hospital, Dr. Josepher performed a consultation on 6/26/21. Next section will be physical exam. In the upper extremities, normal, extremities lower, manual muscle testing was 5- for resisted left plantar flexion, but was otherwise 5/5. Paired knee maneuvers normal, spine cervical. Inspection revealed a right anterior transverse scar consistent with surgery, period. Active flexion was full to 50 degrees. Period extension was 45 degrees, comma, rotation right 35 degrees and left 40 degrees, comma, side bending right 30 degrees and left 25 degrees. Great, there was global anticipatory tenderness about patients throughout this region in the absence of spasm. Thoracic, there was severe global tenderness about patients throughout this region. Lumbosacral, she ambulated with a physiologic gait, both with and without her cane. Appears she did not have a limp or foot drop. Appears she was able to stand on her toes. Appears she was able to walk on her heels using her cane. Appears she changed position slowly and was able to squat to 40 degrees. Appeared she sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actually flexed to 40 degrees and extended to 20 degrees. Appeared right side bending was mildly limited to 20 degrees. Appeared left side bending and bilateral rotation were full without discomfort. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the left elicited hamstring tenderness, but no low back or radicular complaints. Appeared on the right, she had no lower back or radicular complaints at 90 degrees. Period. Impressions. On 6/26/21, Junia Polanis fell from a standing height at work. Period. She was taken to the emergency room and was admitted to the hospital. Period. She underwent surgery to be inserted here. Period. She had serial X-rays, both pre- and post-operatively. Period. Insert the last ones of those. She participated in an FCE that deemed she was capable of working in the sedentary physical demand category. Period. New paragraph, the current examination found healed surgical scarring at the base. Scratch that. Heel surgical scarring was noted about the cervical spine. But there was no obvious scarring in the thoracic or lumbar spines. Period. She had variable mobility in the lumbar spine. Period. There was global tenderness, palpation in the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar regions in the absence of spasm. Period. Neural tension signs were negative. Period. The only medical attention she seems to have received for her left knee were X-rays taken on 6/26/21. Period. New paragraph. This case represents 10% permanent partial. Scratch that. 5% permanent partial total disability referable to the lumbar spine. Period. This is for the postoperative diagnosis of an L1 compression fracture treated surgically by kyphoplasty using cement pass-through needles. Period. And underline this within Dr. Josepher's postoperative notes, he listed surgical history remarkable for carpal tunnel release, but did not mention a cervical spine surgery. Period. And that will be the end.